It's time for another Senior Spotlight on You Were There Sports, and we're joined today by Kirsten Heschke. Kirsten, tell us a little bit about your family and just to get this interview started.
I come from a family of four. Okay. My parents are Grace and Joey Heschke, and I have a brother who's a sophomore, William.
Okay. Well, William, that's a cross-country name, am I right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So, you're a senior here. Talk about your interest here. What motivates you? What energizes you here at Pierce Healy High School?
What motivates me the most is my family and teachers and friends. And what energizes me is just all the activities I'm in.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the activities. What are you involved in? What keeps you busy?
Speech, EPIC. I'm vice president of student council. I'm co-president of MHS. I am in choir.
And that's quite a plateful here. How do you find time to manage all your responsibilities?
Most of them, we have meetings either during advisory or in the mornings. And then plus, most of our activities are on the weekend or during school when we're able to.
Let's talk about the speech program a little bit. That's relatively new to the school here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, there are certain, would you say, styles or categories in speech. Can you tell the folks a little bit about the way speech is presented to competitions and what you have to do and go through and how you research it? And let's just start talking about the speech program.
Well, first we start by picking our speech, which goes by each category. In drama, we pick a speech, but if you're in like discussion, you have a topic that you research and talk about. And in intro, you either pick your speech or you pretty much write it out.
Okay. And there's humorous. Isn't there like historical speeches, that type of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an area that you consider your niche in speech? What type of speech do you like to perform?
Drama.
Okay. When does that season start?
After the new year.
Okay, so that's not that far away. And who runs that program? Which teacher here?
Andrew Bowman.
Okay, and you go to meets in other schools, and it's a state high school league sponsored event, so there's competition at the end of the year. You advance on through different levels. How did you do last year?
Okay, not the greatest.
As far as other activities you're involved in, what got you going in that avenue and picking up that interest in the choir and different things like that?
From fourth grade, we were offered choir in the elementary. So I was able to do that fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. Okay. And then when we came over here in sixth grade to meet people and the teachers, we were told to do choir because we would absolutely enjoy it.
Okay. Well, I think that probably has proven true. What are your plans after high school, after graduation, Kirsten?
My plans are to go to St. Cloud State, and I'm planning on double majoring in psychology and nursing.
Wow, that's a great field, a great couple of fields to be involved in. Do you have any advice for young kids coming up now as a senior here? You look back and maybe take some of that experience that you've gained over the years here, and what would you say to young kids coming up?
Keep looking up, but keep your feet planted.
Well, thanks very much, Kirsten. Thanks for joining us here on a Senior Spotlight.
Thank you.
Kirsten Heschke, she is our Senior Spotlight.